Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Times of India's sports podcast. It's called Sportscast. I am Akash Dasgupta and I am very excited about this particular episode. Why, you might ask? Well, it's because I have with me two very young ladies who have already managed to accomplish a fair bit. I have with me Kasha Nia Sachdev, who's 15, and Noah Sara Ipen, who's just 13. Both are from Mumbai. Both teenagers, of course, both schoolgirls, and also, very importantly, both of them are powerlifting champions. Yes, you heard that right. They're both powerlifters. They're both very passionate about powerlifting and also very, very happy with how life has panned out for them ever since they took up powerlifting. Of course, they've had different journeys and different experiences, I'm sure. And that is exactly what I will be talking to them about in this episode of Sportscast. These are the youngest guests that I've ever had on this podcast. So I'm very excited to talk to them about their journeys so far. Kasha and Noah, first up, thank you both for joining me here on TOI Sportscast. Good to have you both here together.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
All right. Thanks for being here today. Now, of course, both of you know each other very well. So much in common, both of you teenagers, both of you schoolgirls. I presume you both go to the same school as well. Is that right?
Yes, we do. We're 2 grades apart.
2 grades apart. All right. Kasha, if I could quickly begin with you. Talking about powerlifting, when did you first start? You are, what, 15 right now? What age were you when you first started powerlifting?
Well, I was around 8 years old, actually, and I had just had a surgery done on my knees for this condition that I had. It was called genu valgum, which is more commonly known, I guess, as knock knees. And I was in all sorts of therapies for my knees, like every kind of rehabilitation that my parents could take me to, I was there. And my dad, he saw improvement, but it wasn't at the rate that he wanted. And so after like tons of research, he settled on bringing me into the gym. He'd conducted his research. He'd realized that it had many benefits for me. And that was showcased in myself, actually, after a few months of my training. And I really started enjoying going to the gym. I would be with my dad. And it was just a really fun experience for an 8-year-old child. And that's when my dad actually started training me in powerlifting, because he himself was a powerlifter at the time. And he would compete. And I started enjoying powerlifting and I saw my aptitude in it building. And I think that's when I started to love the sport. And after that, it's just, I would get into the gym every single day.
Right. Well, that answers a lot of my questions, honestly, because I was wondering what got you interested in powerlifting, because it's again, a sport which is male dominated. You don't see too many women doing it, even though there are lots of women professionals and amateurs who are part of powerlifting. Noah, what about you? You're just 13. I can't believe that you already accomplished so much, just like Kasha, in powerlifting.
Thank you.
But so what got you interested in the sport? How old were you when you first took it up?
So I was 10 when my mom, she was like a total fitness enthusiast, and she first took me to the gym because I was quite short for my age and I was also like bordering on being overweight. And when I went to the gym, I met Kasha and Nikolai, and I was like totally inspired by how they would lift because I had never heard of the sport. But so they thought that they would be able to train me, and I was like lifting very well. It was, my lifts were strong. So Nikolai sent my videos to his coach, who realized that I might actually be very good at the sport, and they agreed that they should train me. And yeah, that's how my journey began.
Right. So it's interesting that both of you have had sort of slightly different, entry points to powerlifting. For Kasha, her father himself was a powerlifter. So, that sort of gave her that encouragement to do it. For Noah, it was more about sort of finding a little bit of self-confidence. And talking about self-confidence, what you're seeing for quite some time now, and I'm talking only about sports here, both in international sport and in Indian sport, there are multiple women who are breaking glass ceilings, all across the board and across sports. And what that is doing is it's not just giving us more sporting champions. It's also helping these particular individual women with self-confidence and self-belief. Would it be fair to say that, you know, your powerlifting journey, apart from the medals that you won and the accomplishments that you have under your belts, has also sort of molded you as sort of more confident women, even though you're both very young still?
I really do agree with that, actually. I definitely think that it's been a part in my, I don't want to say journey, but it is a journey towards self-improvement and seeing not only changing, but seeing myself in a different light. Because I see myself reflected in so many women, so many people in the powerlifting industry, in different sports industries, because I see the struggles that they're facing. And I, despite the fact that I don't even know them, I don't even understand the sports that they are competing in, I can still relate to the fact that we all are women trying to break these preconceived notions imposed upon us that we have to be a certain way. And even if we're lifting, we have to be careful, we have to be mild. That's one thing that I always feel like I have always disagreed with, pre-sport and post-sport. And I just feel it even more so now when I see women being given opportunity and women not being given opportunity. And yeah, I agree.
Right. What's really fascinating, especially about sport, is that, and as someone who's covered sport for such a long time, almost two decades, I can say that, you know, sport gives you wings in a way that not too many other things can give you. And what's unique about sport is that you can take it up pretty much at any age. You know, there is this 56-year-old lady in Chennai called Soma Sundari Manoharan, who does deadlifts. And she enters powerlifting competitions. She's, of course, breaking stereotypes as well. And here you are, two teenagers, 13 and 15, who are pretty much doing the same thing. Noah, for you, how empowered do you feel? Because like you said, when you started first, you were sort of conscious about, say, your height. Has that changed over the years, how you see yourself and how you perceive yourself?
Well, I've definitely gained a lot of confidence since when I first started. I was very self-conscious, and I used to be teased a lot in class. And I think I realized that over time, while lifting, I realized that I have no reason to be, because I have something that I'm good at, and I have no reason to feel self-conscious or anything like that, because I have something that I'm also good at, and I have no reason to listen to what anyone else has to say. So I've definitely come a long way when it comes to my confidence and how I've grown. So yeah.
Right, absolutely.
Also, especially in Noah's case, not only has she gained a new mindset, she's also put in the work towards changing what she didn't particularly like in herself. Like, you know how much she's grown in the past few years as she's been lifting. So not only does a mindset change, you're allowed to, well, you're given the opportunity to make actual change in yourself. I feel like that's also something I've done. Previously, when I was younger, I never used to be too confident in my body and in myself. And there, it's one thing to just say, okay, I can deal with it. I can learn to love myself. And while that is so important, I think it's also important to put in effort to help yourself accept yourself. And not only accept, but work towards the thing that you may not like about yourself. You know?
Yep, absolutely. And that's a very valid point, Kasha. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that transformation that you sort of see in yourself, you know, body, mind, and soul, through sport, regardless of how old you are, is absolutely incredible. And for you guys to have done it through a sport like powerlifting, which is not something that you see, especially young girls take up, you know, very often, but you guys have been trailblazers there. But for the uninformed, and I think this is the right time to sort of talk about this, for the uninformed, if both of you can talk about powerlifting, the sport, what exactly is powerlifting? How is it different from, say, the Olympic sport of weightlifting? There's, of course, the full powerlifting category where you have the squat, the bench press, and the deadlift. And then these are also individual events, right?
Powerlifting is quite a different sport. And I understand that powerlifting and weightlifting have been interchanged. But while they both are strength sports, powerlifting depends on the three key compound movements, which are the squat, the bench press, and the deadlift, all of which target different muscle groups. And they help you build a stronger body. And that's how your lifts in each movement eventually increase. And the sport itself in competition works as there are separate weight classes and age classes, and you fall in one according to your weight and your weight and your age. And depending on that, you can lift. You get three opportunities to lift as much as you can. And weightlifting, right. It's completely different movements.
Absolutely.
And powerlifting is not even it's not even represented in the Olympics because it's deemed similar to weightlifting. Powerlifting is completely different federations, such as the WPC Federation and the Pro League Fifth Federation, which we both competed in.
Right. And of course, weightlifting has categories like clean and jerk and snatch. So Noah, picking up from where Kasha left off, and there are, of course, just like weightlifting, there are weight categories here and age categories. So both of you fall, of course, into the teen category. What kind of sort of challenges have you faced when you enter tournaments or competitions, not just in India, but abroad as well?
I think what I found the most hard was maintaining my weight or having to lose weight to remain in my weight category. So to be in a specific weight category, whether like having to be losing weight or maintaining my weight to stay in that category, I think that's what I found the most hard to balance with school and homework and everything. So I think I found that a bit of a challenge because I'd have to spend like an hour and a half on the cardio machine to drop weight. And I think I found that very challenging to manage with like so many things with classes and homework and school. And I definitely found that very hard.
I'm glad you brought up homework because as teenagers, that takes up so much of your time, I'm sure. And that is something I want to talk about as well, how you sort of juggle the different facets of your life. But before we get into that, I want to stick to the sort of the challenges that you're facing. Take this to Kasha maybe, and the support that you have received. So when you first decided that you are going to go down this path and be a powerlifter, Kasha, your father himself was a powerlifter. So the family support structure was already firmly in place. But what were your challenges? What were the kind of challenges that you faced? And what was the support that you got from outside the family, say the federation?
Well, challenges, they're multifarious. One, I really do agree with Noah that for me, actually gaining weight was such a task. And we did this actually, not only, well, we technically could compete in any weight category, right? Wherever, whichever weight category, there are people to compete with. It really does not make a difference. But the one thing is that at a high or low weight category, we have the opportunity to break records, which is something that we chase as women who are confident that they will be able to achieve numbers that we have trained for. So it's not the goals, it's the records that really do matter.
Right. So that's your motivation.
Yeah. And also building up on the schoolwork aspect, I'm going to the 10th grade right now, and I was in the 9th grade while competing. And right. I'm in the IGCSE program, which is quite challenging with the exams and the assessments, and it's a task. Yeah. But I feel like it really does pay off. And support-wise, a lot from, of course, my dad, he is my rock. He's been there throughout. I never go to the gym without him. He does train me. And my mom, of course, is equally helpful. She babies me so much and takes care of me, especially out of the gym. Yeah, so that's, I think, a big aspect. But I think initially, when I did start training at 8 years old, everybody criticized my parents. Not so much me, because I was just a child, but definitely my parents. They got lots of hate.
Why was that?
Because people don't really accept things.
They thought that this is not something that a girl should be taking up or doing.
What they don't understand is wrong, basically. And yeah, not only girl, but also child. They said that I should be out playing in playgrounds. My mom was messaged and phoned by multiple of her friends and other people in our society, in our community. Mm. And it was quite jarring because I was just trying to recover, right? Mm. And my parents were doing what they knew what was best for me. Mm. But yeah, they stuck by my sport. I stuck by my sport, and here I am now.
Right. Also, there is, it's interesting that you mentioned that because there is a thought process, Kasha, that when you take up a sport like powerlifting or weightlifting for that matter, and you take it up at a very young age, it could perhaps impede your growth process. And, you know, that the growth spurts that you have, whether you are, you know, male or female, the growth spurts that you have, it could, you know, come in the way of that. You didn't face any of that, did you? So it would in one way sort of shatter that myth as well.
I definitely agree, actually. In Noah's case, wait, you speak.
I think when we first started training, it was mainly for my height and my weight. But like, for example, when my grandparents, and they're still getting used to the idea of me training and lifting weights, like heavy weights, even they were sort of unsure of how, like, it would affect my weight. But I think that we realized that was a myth, and my mom had done a lot of research to make sure that that was not true. Mm. And we realized that, I mean, I was growing a lot more, actually, and rather than it stunting my growth. But it's benefited me more than actually stunted my growth.
What you're saying, Noah, is that after you started powerlifting, you grew more. Height-wise, you grew more. So that's really interesting. That's really interesting.
There's a whole science behind it too. Well, actually, if you don't mind, I grew nearly a foot, I think, while training. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm taller than most people I see, I guess, especially even in the gym. And yeah, it's basically when you're training, your pituitary gland, it secretes a hormone that allows you to recover and grow taller and grow stronger. Your bones get stronger. Your height increases. So yeah, it's extremely beneficial. And it's really old wives' tales spun around what people wanted to believe.
Yeah, no, that's quite an eye-opener, really, isn't it? Because, I mean, most people think that you shouldn't be doing this, especially at a young age, because it will stop you from growing. And here are the two of you who are saying, you know, it's exactly the opposite. If it's done in the right way and the right technique is followed, it can actually increase the growth pattern. And I believe both of you have your parents right there with you. Maybe Kasha has her father with her, and
we're
Noah has someone.
We're on our way back from the gym, actually. We're on our way back from the gym, so yeah.
All right. So big shout out to the parents as well for having supported both Kasha and Noah from a very young age. Also wanted to quickly talk to you about the recent World Powerlifting Championship that you guys went for in Kyrgyzstan. Both of you won gold medals there, also broke world records in your weight categories. What was that experience like? Was this the first experience of participating in a world championship?
So yeah, this was our first international competition. But it was, I mean, I thought it was absolutely thrilling to compete and compete on, like, hold the Indian flag for India. I thought it was really, like, amazing. I couldn't get over the feeling. And to have broke world records was just, it felt so great. Like, I think it felt really like a proud moment for both of us.
Right. Kasha, what was your experience like? World championship, that's no joke.
I was just elated. I just, again, you know, Noah and I, once we came back to the hotel, we both were just sitting in silence because we couldn't comprehend the fact that we just stood on a podium and held up the Indian flag and our medals and our certificates. It was just, I still can't believe it. And it's like, it's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah, I feel like it's just setting something down in stone, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah. And the goals are always fruitful. I'm always grateful.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, at the end of the day, when you're breaking records and making them new ones, you are sort of writing history in a way. And you're entering the history books. And to do that at the age of 13 and 15, I can't even imagine what that must feel like when you're A, representing the country, B, managing to get onto the podium, and that too as winners, gold medalists, world champions. I mean, that must be a fantastic feeling. Have you guys been to school after that? Are schools open? I'm not even sure. Are schools open right now? Have you guys been to school?
No, we didn't. Our summer break already started. Our exams are over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Noah, are you looking forward to going back to school? And I'm assuming there'll be like quite the reception waiting for you.
Hopefully.
So what does it feel like? Because, I mean, I'm sure your classmates, schoolmates, overall teachers, etc., they all know that you are actively involved in something like this, which can't be categorized as just a passion or just a hobby. It's something that you are following very, very keenly and doing very well at. So, I mean, when you talk to them, what's the reception like overall? What did your teachers first say when they found out, or say your classmates, schoolmates overall? What's the atmosphere like in school when you go back? Either one of you can take it.
I feel like our school has always been supportive. Like throughout the entire process, dating back to the second grade, whenever I would tell my teachers, I show and tell once, I think I brought in a video of one of my lifts, and my whole class was applauding. It's really never felt better. My teachers have always been supportive, especially our headmaster, Mr. Navroz, the whole school, and our accolades have always been celebrated. And it's really heartwarming. We've always been in the bulletin after one of our competitions. And our school's Instagram at BD Somani International, I think, they posted us after a win, and it feels great.
Noah, what about you?
So at first, I was teased a lot by the boys in my grade.
Really?
And I think that brought my self-confidence down a bit. But, well, after I won, I tagged one of the boys in my class because I showed them that, I mean, I had nothing to be ashamed of, and that what they were making fun of me, it meant nothing to me. So but our school has definitely always been supportive. And other than that, our principal and our teachers, they've always been super supportive of us and tried to help us and like cheer us on.
Right. That is actually another very, very important lesson that kids like you should learn at a very early age, especially people like you who are competing in sort of competitive sport. And that is that you don't have to prove anything to anybody. It's as simple as that. You have your own support systems and support structures in place. You are already going places. You're already winning medals, not just for yourself, remember, but for the country now as well. You know, like you said, standing on top of a podium with the tricolor in your hands. So you have nothing to prove to anybody. You know, the next time someone says something like that, you just show them your medals, because that is proof itself.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, just you know, that'll prove what you already achieved. But having said that, I wanted to also quickly ask you about that key question of homework. Because at the end of the day, we know how much academics, how important they are. And there is a fair amount of pressure from teachers, sometimes from parents as well, especially for people who are otherwise involved in competitive sport. So how do you guys sort of manage to juggle the two? Because as you keep growing older, that pressure is just going to keep going up and up.
I concur. I really do. Oh my God. Yeah, the pressure, not so much for my parents, but mostly for myself. My parents are really just like, we know you try hard, take a chill pill. But academics really do mean a lot to me. I really enjoy reading and writing and studying, and I just want my grades to reflect that. And sometimes I understand that I don't get enough time to study because of what I'm trying to do. And all my teachers always tell me, Kasha, listen, I know you've tried your best. I know you don't have a lot of time, but I always take it upon myself to get that A as well as get that medal, because they're equally important to me. And yeah, I know school just leads to college, and I want to keep doing well there too. So yeah, academics.
Right. Noah, at 13, what's the academic pressure like that you have to juggle?
So I have struggled with balancing my school and homework and my classes as well as training. But my parents have also always been supportive of me, and they're always trying to make sure that I don't feel overwhelmed, and that they understand, and they're always letting me know that as long as I'm doing the very best that I can and I'm trying my hardest.
Just one quick question that I had was on how competitive powerlifting is for your age group, for both of you. You know, especially when you go for international tournaments, how competitive is the sport? Because, and I'm asking you this because there isn't a lot of information out there for people who are even hardcore sports enthusiasts or fans about powerlifting. So how competitive, Kasha, if you could take that, how competitive is powerlifting? Do you come across a lot of other sort of powerlifters who are very good or maybe at the same level that you are at, so you don't feel the pressure of competition? How cutthroat is that world?
I feel like every single sport, you will have competitors go into every single field. And in powerlifting, there's so many, there are tons of other girls and women in our age and weight categories. But I feel like beyond competing with your competitors, which you have trained for in the gym already, again, I feel like it's more about the records, you know? It's not so much the competitor. You have, if you've trained for it every single day for I don't know how many weeks, and you know what kind of competition you will get in your weight and age category, right? So you're slightly mentally prepared for that, but it's not so, it's not so much the competition, it's the records.
Right. That continues to remain your big motivation if you want to continue to break records and, you know, make history. Also, since both of you are teenagers, I have to ask you this. Between school and your very hectic powerlifting schedule, because there's training and then there's competition, do you girls manage to do teenager stuff pretty often, or is that only like once in a while you sort of maybe go out with your friends for a movie or something like that? Does that usually take a backseat? Because this, of course, is something that is most important in your lives.
Okay, so I feel like there are some times when we're like close to a competition where sometimes we have to miss out on a few plans or miss out on a few parties. But I think we definitely try to make as much time. And I think both our parents are very supportive when it comes to us still having a life outside powerlifting. So they're always trying to make sure that we're able to sort of balance our normal life with, you know, having like meeting up with friends and stuff, as well as like training and stuff like that. So I think that there are a few times that we have to miss out if it's in, like, we're very close to competition, but other than that, I wouldn't.
And do both of you see yourself sort of following this after, say, all your studies are done as well? I mean, what's the sort of the career path, if I could put it that way, that you guys have sort of drawn up for yourself, in case you have? Where do you see yourselves vis-a-vis powerlifting?
In powerlifting, there's only so high as you can go, right? There is a limit to that, because it's a relatively more niche sport compared to some other sports, like mainstream sports, like weightlifting and other Commonwealth sports. So I definitely think a goal is to, while I would want to continue powerlifting because that is my passion, that's my passion project, maybe move into an Olympic certified sport, maybe weightlifting, maybe some other strength sport. I'm not quite sure, but I just want to keep going higher. I do not want to stop here, you know?
Right. Absolutely. That's the right attitude to have. Noah, what about you? I know you're 13, so I mean, you can very well turn around and tell me, look, I haven't thought that far ahead. But anything that you might have thought of after school?
Well, actually, I'd like to also, I think because we've done a lot in powerlifting, I'd also like to switch to weightlifting to compete in the Olympics and Commonwealth, because I definitely want to take this further, and I want to compete for India again. And I think that feeling was something that I'm never going to forget, and I want to continue doing that.
Absolutely. There can't be sort of a bigger motivation and a bigger shot in the arm than competing for your country, which the two of you at 13 and 15 have already experienced, having been to a world championship. Kasha and Noah, it was absolutely fantastic having this conversation with you. Like I said at the beginning of this recording, the two youngest guests that I've had in this podcast, and it was a fascinating conversation, really. I would like to wish both of you all the very best for your journeys ahead. May you continue to fly high and continue to live your passions and your dreams. That's the most important. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you so much for having us, Akash. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kasha. Thank you, Noah.